All right, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm going to mention this morning, and the Lord hadn't let it off my mind. So I thought, you know what? We're going to go over just a little bit. If you found 2 Timothy, say amen. All right, now hang on to it and go to Proverbs. What in the world does Proverbs have to do with 2 Timothy? Well, we're about to find out. Chapter 30. Chapter 30 of Proverbs. You know, really, if you're not, I did this for a number of years, and I really need to start back doing it again, but there's 31 days pretty much in every month, and there's 31 Proverbs. You ought to read one proverb a day. That's one chapter of Proverbs a day. And those days, those months that doesn't have 31, you're going to have to double up or whatever. But they're really good. But when you read them, try to compare them with our day, how things are. Verse 11 of Proverb 30 says, "There is a generation that curses their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor off the earth and the needy from among men." Let's go back over to Timothy. Chapter 3 of 2 Timothy. "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me." Let's pray. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for this time that we can open your word and that we can read and take it into our hearts and minds and realize that we are living in these days. Even what we read in Proverbs, which was a long time ago, possibly 3,000-4,000 years. But Lord, even then, there was problems in the world, and Lord, there's problems now, but as 2 Timothy tells us about the last days, we are there, and Lord, we ask for strength, and we thank you for it. We ask for boldness, and we thank you for that, and we know that out of it all, you will deliver us. And we thank you. And these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Now, when we as we read Proverbs, I read that years ago. I read that, and because we were going through Proverbs in Reformers Unanimous that I was a director of back in, I think, 2007, 2008, 2009, somewhere right in there, those couple of years. And we would read Proverbs every day, and I would read that, and I thought, well, we're living in that time. That's the generation that we had. But the problem is now I see it even more, that this generation is what we had. This generation that we live in now, we can see it really big time. We see it even in our government, that thereafter, they're doing exactly what it says. And then as we read this, 2 Timothy chapter 3, we're seeing all of this, the perilous times that we live in. Listen, we don't even know that when we go to bed tonight and wake up tomorrow that we'll be in a free country. We really don't know that. I never thought we would get to that point, but that's where we're at. And it's kind of scary. But then as you read it, who was it? Our vice president, well, soon to be president, but our vice president, she says, abortion is a form of health care. Really? And there was a senator, I forget his name now, I think he was from Tennessee. It is. Guy from Tennessee. He stood up and said, no, it's not a form of health care. Honestly, it's just cold-blooded murder. But that's the kind of people that are in charge of all of this stuff. And we're in those days. We're in no natural affection. And that's been going on since Roe versus Wade. I get that. What, 1973, and was actually going on before that. They were casting their children to Molech in the fire. That's all these people are doing. They're sacrificing their children. And yet our country is pushing that. That's sad. But we are in these days, and the Lord gives us all of this to for us to realize where we're at on a timeline. And he tells us in here, having a form of godliness. I mentioned that this morning. They got a form of godliness. Oh, let's pray to God, which can cover many gods. He said so. And then he prayed to Brahma, and I'm like, good grief. And this was in our capital. And I'm like, where are we at? Right here. We know where it's heading. As I mentioned the other day in a sermon, listen, we're not children of the dark. We know exactly what's going on. We know exactly where it's going. And it's almost, honestly, I almost like what I'm seeing. And I know that sounds odd. But when you think about it, hey, don't shoot me yet. I almost like what I'm seeing because I'm seeing the Bible unfold in front of my eyes. Which tells me that the rapture is pretty close, Brother Tony. You ain't going to have your necklace that says, don't resuscitate. Listen, I really think we're really close. But I want us to understand, Paul went through a lot of persecution. He says so right here, and if you read about Paul, you know the persecution he went through. But these words are really a comfort to me. He says in verse 11 at the end, he said he went through persecutions. He said, what persecutions I endured. He went through all of these persecutions, but what's the last? Out of them all, the Lord delivered me. You know, that's where our hope is at. That's where our faith and trust ought to be, is in the Lord. We're facing some serious issues coming up. I do believe they hadn't unveiled the whole plan yet, but it's coming. We already know that They've had pagans already praying. That ought to tell you something. God covers anybody. That ought to tell us something. They won't mention Jesus because that's too narrow-minded. And by the way, that shrinks it down to one way. And it also shrinks it down to one God. Amen. See, that's what they don't like about Jesus. Jesus is God. The Bible tells us so. Oh, that's a song, isn't it? The B-I-B-L-E. The Bible tells us that Jesus is God. Therefore, Jesus can't be all of these other gods. It's only Jesus. And when we bring it down to that, that's where the problem begins. Verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You see, that separates the whole deal. You can live godly all you want, but if you ain't doing it in Christ Jesus, you're wasting your time. They ain't going to worry about you. They're not worried about you. They're scared of Jesus. That's the whole problem. Because if they admit to the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, then they've got to admit to all the rest of it. And they don't want to do that. Because that's what's going to happen. It's going to take the power from them. I feel sorry for them. Because I know what their end is. They're going to die in hell unless they accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's sad. I would not have... My mom got COVID, China virus. And of course, me and Sandy had it, and majority of you had it. And I knew all the steps. Now you got Tony, him and Roger, they had it, and they're running around. Roger's bouncing around like the Energizer Bunny. Tony's out jogging every night. I'm laying on the couch thinking death can't be this bad. And I gave my mom all the steps that it's going to be. And she's complaining now. She said, well, my food, I ain't got no taste. I said, well, you got to eat it anyway, so it shouldn't bother you. And she said, but I'm so out of energy. And I said, that's part of it. I said, there's going to be days you feel really good. There's going to be days I know how it's going for her. And we know what's going to happen in the Word of God. We know, just like we've been sick, we know how it's going to go. We know exactly what's going to happen. Now, could the Lord intervene and turn everything around? Sure He could. I personally don't see that happening, but He could. Who am I? He could put a stop to it all and say, okay, I'm not done yet. Because here's the deal with this administration in the office. It's not very far off they're going to turn against Israel. When they do, we got problems. When they do, you better buckle up, as Hannity says. Because it's going to shock you what's going to happen. The U.S. is going to go, eh. Because if we don't support Israel, there's going to be some major problems. But it says here, if we live godly in Christ Jesus, we'll suffer persecution. But I keep going back to that one thing. But the Lord delivered him out of all of it. He said, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. The Lord is going to deliver us, whether it's how He delivered Paul out of Lystra or Iconium or out of the Philippian jail, or whether it's not out of the Lord's hands to be able to deliver us the same way He did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They may take one of us out there to hang us one of these days. I'll probably be first. And drop the hatch and the rope come undone. And then I'll run off. Because on the way down, see, I got it figured out. On the way down, you'll catch a hinge, release your hands, and then you free run there. I'll go to the nearest Jeep because I ain't going to run very fast. But it may be that the Lord can do that. Then again, it's like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego told him. He said,
Hey, Nebuchadnezzar, the Lord will deliver us out of your hand. And I'll paraphrase, whether we die in that fire or not, we're going to be delivered from you.
You know, Paul finally met his end, so to speak. Lost his head. But he considered that a joy. I asked myself, am I at that point in my life that I can walk up there like Paul did and say, just be sure you hit it right here so it'll disconnect really quick? Because they probably use back and stand steel, and that stuff is horrible. Won't hold an edge. Hopefully they're using Israel or Damascus steel. It's good steel, according to Forged in Fire. You can get a good, sharp side. Be quick. You won't even know what hit you before you end up bouncing around with Jesus. So, hey, we could get to that point, and the Lord may deliver us right out of it, and everything just be fine. They say, go home, do what you do. But nonetheless, I go back to that. The Lord's going to deliver me. Now look, verse 14, I missed a verse. But continue that, 13, I didn't read 13. That's the one I was missing. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Are they not waxing worse and worse today? It's getting worse and worse. It really is. We see things going on now that just blow my mind. You know, wicked stuff happened. Who remembers Charles Manson and what his followers did? That was horrible. That's happened more than once now. And actually, I think they just stopped. Unless they went ahead through it. But my understanding, they stopped a lady from getting executed that done that very thing. They put a stop to it. She might even get out from what they were talking about. And I'm like, really? She done that very thing, but she stole the baby. She cut it from a wound and took it with her and tried to pass it off as hers. What goes on in here for somebody to do that? It's just wickedness. It's reprobate. God has pulled away from those people. It's turned into a bad, bad situation. Now, I don't know what happened here. I don't know how it did that. That's neat. But people are going to wax worse and worse. Honestly, it should not shock us what goes on in this country. It really shouldn't. When we hear about it, it ought to be like, that's horrible, but it ought not to shock us, because the Bible tells us it's going to wax worse and worse. He says in deceiving and being deceived. I met three nicest people in the world. And I didn't talk to them about the Lord. But I'm going to be honest with you. They're probably very deceived. They were telling us where to go eat yesterday. And I would imagine, being in Utah, you know what they probably were. But they're deceived. It's going to get worse and worse. That kind of stuff. That's sad. But it will. But he says, 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. How many of you in here have heard the word of God since as far back as you can remember? Yeah, amen. That's what he tells us to stick to. It never changes. It's been the same thing as long as I can remember. When I grew up in Christian Missionary Alliance. I forget the guy's name. Really good friend of my dad. He preached all the same stuff I preach. He preached that Jesus is coming back. They were preaching it back then. That's a long time ago. Gordon and I'm old. course, according to Miss Betty, I'm a kid. I like that. But anyway, I like being around Miss Betty makes you feel good. You know, because you're a kid with her. I mean, she got me by over 30 years. But that's what I've heard that all my life. That's what we're to stick to. When we start hearing new things, it's like, whoa, 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 wait, something's wrong. We're going to hear more and more new things. Matter of fact, how many of you knew Jesus was in Waco, Texas at one time? Yeah. That's what was his name? Koresh? He called himself Jesus. Jesus, did you know he's in the Philippines? We're going to see more and more of that. That's going to happen. Jesus is over here. Jesus is over here. The Bible tells us that. It shouldn't shock us. But he said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of who thou hast learned them from. I'm going to be honest with you. You don't have to look at it as who taught you. You look at it as I heard it from the Word of God. I read it in the Bible. I know it's there. And he says, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. If we want to know how we need to act, that's where we go. We go to the Word of God. If we want to know what's coming, we go to the Word of God. If we want to know who to trust, we go to the Word of God. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You want to have it together with the Lord? Then we need to be digging in the Word. And we go back to that one verse 11. There may be some persecution coming. May be some affliction coming. Might be, instead of saying Antioch, it might be Henderson. It might be in Las Vegas. It might be down the road in Utah. It could be in Colorado or wherever. But remember this, out of them all, the Lord delivered me. And He will. That's a comfort to me to know that I'm going to be delivered. Whether it's a miraculous deliverance or whether it's as Paul experienced and he woke up in heaven. The minute he felt that hit his neck, he woke up with Jesus. There he was. That's awesome. I don't have to worry about it. I'm not wild about what I may have to go through. But I don't have to worry about what the end's going to be because the Lord will deliver me. Amen.